Good afternoon, sir. My name is Asher Bishop. Based on your specifications, I have been assigned to you as the Hartman Houseworks Agency first choice to be your new live-in maid. In case you were not informed, this cafe was built next to the local HHA headquarters for the purpose of acquainting clients with their potential employees. Why, thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to meet you as well. Here you are, sir. I made it exactly as you specified. Thank you, sir. It's good to know that I'm doing well already. Is there anything you'd like to know about me? Yes, sir. I can clean almost any surface, cook all sorts of foods from many cultures, do the dishes, the laundry, and fabric repairs. My people skills are quite good, so I am able to help with guests and anyone else that should come into the house. I was informed that you live alone, but should the need arise, I have also been proven quite capable with young children. If there is any other household services you would require of me, I can absorb new information easily and am very eager to learn. My hobbies? I mainly like to hang out with my friends on weekend afternoons or during lunch breaks during the weekdays. Beyond that, I mostly watch YouTube videos or play mobile games, although I find the latter to be more enjoyable with friends. I also read every so often if I get the chance. As far as interests go, I like learning new recipes. There's always been something about taking all of these seemingly unrelated parts and turning them into something completely new. It almost feels like magic. I do? Thank you so much, sir. I can start as soon as possible. I can even start tomorrow if needed. I would just need tonight to bring over my things and get settled. Thank you. Thank you. I promise you will not regret this, Master. Oh, thank you, Master. You're always so quick to flatter my cooking. Yeah. It does feel like a long time, doesn't it? And then again, I suppose 6 months living under the same roof is bound to feel like a while. Tonight? Not tonight, Master. I know that we usually watch a movie or occasionally play games before bed, but I think I'd rather turn in early tonight if there aren't any other tasks. Anything wrong? No, nothing's wrong. No, nothing at all. Thank you for your concern, though. Good night, Master. He's always so concerned about me. Every so often, he'll ask if there's anything he can do to make working for him more comfortable. He'll even ask me if I need more breaks or a vacation. On top of that, whenever he introduces a new task or asks something of me that we both know is difficult or time-consuming, he always asks if I need his help. I mean, what kind of master asks to help his maid anyway? Not only that, he's never spoken to me as anything but his equal. And we'll often talk about things that have nothing to do with work. Ironically enough, through all the warnings and the training the agency gave me, the one thing they didn't prepare me for was getting such a wonderful and charming person as my master. If it weren't for that frilly uniform and the verbal formalities, you'd think we were roommates, Or maybe even... Anyways. I've grown to hate this emergency bracelet. I know it's agency regulation, and plenty of people have been saved from being assaulted with just the press of a button, but... It almost feels like an insult to him. It's like I don't trust him. After all, he's never made me feel anything but safe. Which makes what I'm about to do that much worse. He's always so kind and decent to me. I mean, sure, I see him looking at me every so often, but he always looks away quickly, and he seems so angry with himself. And the way he scowls. I suppose I'm the same way. Although, he at least seems to have some discipline. Meanwhile, I'm here every night, getting off to the mere thought of him. I know it's wrong. But there's nothing wrong with a little self-care, but what would he say? Why did I have to fall in love with him? I mean, he's my boss. And more than that, he's my master. Relationships among coworkers are known to get messy enough in a lot of professions, especially when there's a power gap. A maid falling for her master just sounds like a bad porn plot. There's no way it would ever work. Oh well. I guess if I can't have him, I might as well cope. At least these walls are soundproof. Please forgive me, Master. You don't deserve to have a creep like me doing stuff like this while thinking about you. Oh, that's right. Master would never do something like this. Oh, but what if he did? Oh, what if he was just like me? Lying in his bed every night, thinking about all the stuff he'd do to me. Stroking that cock of his. I wonder what that must be like. Is it big and thick? Enough to stretch out my virgin pussy? Of course, I wouldn't mind if it was average or even below average. Knowing Master, I'm sure he'd know exactly what to do with it. Yeah, Master is definitely experienced. None of his guests have ever spent the night. But he does have overnight stays sometimes and occasional long business trips. Maybe that's when he seeks comfort. I'm sure all the women he's with are equally experienced. I wonder what he'd be like with a virgin like me. Look. I bet he'd be so gentle with me. Oh, he'd make sure that I was comfortable and ready for him. Oh, he'd probably make me so turned on that my cunt would be soaked for him. Oh, master. Master. He would go slow at first and look me in the eyes while he made love to me. Oh, master. Master, yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. And then, after that, after that, for first time, I'd try to get him to be rougher with me. But he'd probably be concerned. He'd be so cute, saying how he doesn't want to hurt me. But I'd beg him to hurt me. Beg him while my cunt drips for his cock. For his touch. Oh, for his gaze. Oh. How he could tie me up and play with my body however he wanted. He could grope me exactly how he likes it. Oh, his fingers gripping my tits. Oh, my thighs. Oh, my ass. Oh. He could keep me in place while he uses my body however he pleases. Maybe I could get him to even fuck my face. Oh, fuck. He could deny me release for hours. Or overstimulate me until I couldn't move. He could grip my hips as he buried his face in my cunt. All while his eyes are looking at me writhing on his bed. Begging for release. Please let me come, master. Please. Please. Please, I've been such a good girl. Please let me come for you. He could spank me so I'd be sore for days. And get a little wetter every time I sat down. He could call me whatever degrading name he wanted. Oh, and I'd be that for him. I'd be that for him. His nasty little slut. His filthy fucking princess. His own personal whore. I'm sorry, master. Master, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you had to hire such a slutty little maid. Oh, master. Master, forgive me. Forgive me. Fuck, 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 fuck. Master, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Master. Sorry, master. I wish I could just bury these feelings, but I can't. I can't help loving you. I hope that I'll at least get to escape you in my dreams. So I don't have to wake up sopping and wet and have to do it all over again. Please forgive me.